Officials in Essex County are trying to find a budget that will preserve its fund balance after New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli released an audit on November 15th criticizing the Board of Supervisors for routinely relying, quote, on appropriating significant amounts of fund balance to finance operations, unquote. County Manager Dan Palmer has presented a five-year plan with a 15% tax levy that incrementally lowers over the course of the plan. Some supervisors want the plan to begin with a 9% tax levy, but Palmer doubts that would restore the fund, noting that last year county leaders used $6.8 million of the fund balance in a net $23 million budget.
So over 30% of your actual cost was being covered by the county savings account. The problem is we don't have $6.8 million left in fund balance to put against this year's levy, even if we wanted to get back to what last year's was, because money's just not available. If we don't have any fund balance available, then we have to go out and borrow money.
The Essex County Board of Supervisors had already passed a measure overriding the state 2% tax cap. On Wednesday, the board met for 6 hours debating the budget plan. Finance Committee Chair, Town of Moriah Supervisor Tom Scazzafava, is among those who wants a 9% levy.
Right now, we're projecting a fund balance of about $5.5 million, which actually should be closer to $10 million, so you can meet the warrants, so on. We've made major staff reduction over the past few years, and there has been some major cuts, and the net budget actually is down by over $1 million. Of course, that's also attributable to the sale of the nursing home. But I still think there's more areas where we can find, you know, another $800,000 to $1 million to cut the budget, which would decrease that percentage to 9%.
Dan Palmer says it is possible to lower the 15% rate, but something would have to be permanently cut from the budget, or a larger base fund balance would be needed at the start of the five-year plan.
If you use 9% over the course of that 5 years, we would end up with less than $50,000 in our fund balance. Now, that almost assures us that we were going to have to borrow in the fifth year to pay our warrants. If you start at 15%, you will have $4 million left in fund balance at the end of 5 years. Now, what does that mean to the actual taxpayer? It gives the big jump in the first year, but over the course of the 5 years, the actual increase to the tax rate remains virtually the same.
Both believe the root of the problem is the state's 2% tax cap, which Scazzafava calls unrealistic.
It's impossible to try and meet that cap unless you use your fund balance, so it's a catch-22 situation. I totally disagree with the comptroller's office in regards to fund balance. I don't think that we need to carry $12 to $15 million in fund balance. So that's taxpayers' money.
The Board of Supervisors will meet again on December 17th to attempt to finalize the budget, which is due on December 20th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.